This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
Why is Limpopo the first province you've chosen for your first interprovincial trade and investment event?
I think we all know that Limpopo is rich with culture and heritage. And although we still have other provinces that are like, you know, have something similar. However, we were also approached by the Limpopo municipality, you know, to take this as an advantage for them and say, can't we start with our province? So that was the reason why Limpopo became the first province that we will be hosting the inter-provincial trade and investment dinner.
And who are you expecting to attend the event?
We are expecting the municipal manager for Tulamela Municipality. We also have the CEO for Limpopo Tourism, the group executive for Limpopo Economic Development Agency. We're also expecting our guests from Lesotho, NetCD, and from Cote d'Ivoire. And we're also expecting, we're still waiting for some few of other key speakers and key role players in the economy with expecting opportunities that they will be bringing on board.
And let's talk a bit about the theme, unlocking trade and investment opportunities while promoting culture and heritage experience. Why did you choose this theme?
You know, COVID taught us something that as much as, you know, we look at tourism as a sector, but tourism is a multi-sectoral sector and it affects, once it is affected, it affects all other sectors. You know, it is intertwined to other sectors as well. So what we have learned is that once you are able to profile, it can be a country or a province, you know, in a way that it attracts the tourists to want to come to that particular destination. If you also promoting the trade and investment within that, because you get business travelers who will be coming to that particular, or, you know, traveling to a particular destination, and they also spot opportunities in terms of business. And that means it becomes spin off, you know, of that particular destination in the economic space. So we have learned to club these things together to say the business and tourism, they just go together. In this way, we are able to maximize on each and every aspect between the two.
And can you shed some light on how Bleisure plans to unlock trade and investment in Limpopo and how you'll encourage more investment opportunities in the province?
Absolutely. That is the whole idea, to say. What we also have learned is that within our own country, there are a lot of opportunities that we don't know about. You find that somebody who is in KZN doesn't know about the opportunities in Limpopo. Limpopo doesn't know about the opportunities in Northwest. And before we can even start looking outside, you know, internationally, we can actually import and export amongst ourselves. And with that, you know, you don't have all these other challenges that, or, you know, the barriers that might prevent you from trading effectively, because you don't need the import license, you don't need the export license and all those kind of things. And it's also easy to travel. It is also cheaper to travel rather than me traveling to, or somebody traveling to one of the African countries where I need to then get all this other documentation. It can also be very much costly to travel to a particular country to go do business. But it's easy when we are starting within our own country, and to make sure that we leverage on each other's strengths and opportunities within each and every province.
Now, Dumakatso, is trade and investment easily accessible for entrepreneurs in South Africa? And maybe you can touch on some of the challenges that entrepreneurs face in the country.
Most of the things that, you know, as entrepreneurs that we actually come across when it comes to challenges, it's in the opportunities, the access to markets. We can have products, you know, we can also have the services that we can offer to various clients, but to access opportunities is not easy. And secondly, it is in the funding side, you know, because even when one has got an opportunity produce or to supply a particular client, you still need to have you know, the funds available as working capital. And the other thing is the skills that we don't really have. So what we also have introduced in that space, it is to say, with those entrepreneurs, especially the startups or, you know, the emerging ones, which cannot really afford the working capital and the skill to employ the right skill, it is sometimes, you know, to use the interns, the graduates, mm-hmm. who will then bring that particular skill within that particular area. And you can see when we're talking interprovincial, we're talking provinces, most of the provinces, they are rural. And rural, mostly, you know, your SMEs and your cooperatives. And those people, especially when it comes to women, if I'm talking, you know, now wearing a cap of a woman, on businesses, you find that they don't actually have the necessary skills, especially in the 4IR, and as well as the understanding of research and development, because for each and every business to grow, you need to research, you need to understand what is happening out there. So the challenges that we are faced with, it is mainly the skill, it is the funding, and the access to market. Mm-hmm. Those are the three fundamental issues.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.